Good morning. My guest this morning is Craig Miller from Sixth Street Playhouse. Good morning, Craig.
Good morning, Roland.
So, playing right now at Sixth Street Playhouse and running through March the 9th is Boing Boing.
Boing Boing.
Boing Boing. Boing Boing is, Boing, a, Boing is a website.
Yeah.
One of my favorites.
Little bit of a play on words there, but yes right. It's a 1960s door-slamming sexy French farce. We have on stage.
Door-slamming.
Yeah, it is.
I know exactly what you
mean. Seven doors in the set.
Uh-huh.
Seven doors, and only one of them, the kitchen door, is the only one that swings both ways. You know, so
right.
All the rest of them have the opportunity to be their own character and to punctuate the wonderful comedy that just oozes from this play.
So this first opened in the 60s?
It did, yeah. It opened in the 60s, I think 1962, Mark Camaletti. And since then, it's gone under two revisions. And the most recent one, which I actually got to see, was the 2008 Broadway revival of it, which actually won a couple Tony Awards. And just hilarious. It's been streamlined. The original was a little lengthy, a lot more exposition. But the newest version of it is just really, it's as slick as a 747, I guess I could say. It's fast paced. It revolves around our straight man, Bernard, who is an American playboy who now lives in Paris. And he just happens to have three fiancées. And all of them are airline hostesses.
Uh-huh.
One, the American, flies with TWA. The German flies with Lufthansa. And the Italian flies with Alitalia.
Yeah, right.
So, and he's got them on perfect rotating schedules. So, in our marketing, we say he's got one up, one down, and one pending. So, as the curtain rises, we find Gloria, the American's at the house, and she leaves, and pretty soon here comes Gabriella, the Italian, and then the German comes to town. But all of them announce to Bernard that Boeing is introducing this new superliner. Jet that's going to make it possible for them to spend less time in the air and more time at home with him. And that just kind of...
What a typical farce
right?
So plot.
Then you throw into the mix Bernard's old college chum, who is named Robert. And Robert is from Wisconsin and appropriately has the accent.
Uh-huh.
That's one of the fun things about the characters in the show are just so, it's nice broad strokes, as
How
far
did you
be.
Get? How did you get performers who could do all these accents?
Oh, well, you know what? We have a really fantastic seasoned dialect coach. Kate Brickley comes in and works with all of our casts. For instance, she just worked with Boeing. She worked previously with Victor Victoria on the French accents and
uh-huh.
that.
Yeah.
And she's now working with both our upcoming productions of Martin McDonagh plays, Lonesome West and Beauty Queen of Lanon, with the actors on the Irish accents in those plays. So that's how we accomplish them. Of course, sometimes you really want to go for accuracy with the accents, but in something like Boeing, the old the broad strokes, the more stereotypical you can be with the accents, the funnier it can be.
When did it open again?
It opened last Friday.
Uh-huh.
And it runs for two more weekends. And just as a reminder, the next two weekends, which start up again on Thursday, and this weekend and next weekend going through March 9th, we actually have added Saturday matinees at 2 o'clock as well. So
Great.
We're doing five show weekends for Boeing these next two weekends.
So it's going well, I assume.
Oh, gosh, yeah. It's packed houses, and the people are just walking out of there, talking about who their favorite air hostess was. Yeah.
Well, there really is... there's hardly an onstage genre that is funnier than the whole French farce
kind of
tradition.
It truly is. And I have to, there's a lot of people, the old adage is comedy is tougher than drama. And I think farce is the hardest one.
Right.
Because you kind of ask the audience not to care so much about these characters, keep them a little bit at arm's length, and also accept that the supernatural, like an anvil
right.
falling on somebody's head, can happen and we don't worry about it.
Right. Thank you, Craig.
Yeah.
And let's remind people that Boeing is open as we speak at the Sixth Street Playhouse and will play through March the 9th. For information, here's the telephone number 523-4185 online. It's Sixth Street Playhouse, and that's the number 6th streetplayhouse.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.